So David Buchanan comes out and right away mows down the Red Wings batters. 1-2-3 in the top half of the first inning. Not the same story for Pat Dean in the bottom half of the first inning. The first pitch he throws.
Featherston at 266, swings the first pitch and drives it deep out to left field. Mastroianni is back, and this ball is well gone. Into the bullpens. The first pitch thrown from Dean, launched into the bullpen, and it's 1-0.
And it was the start of a big offensive night for Lehigh Valley, who would eventually slug a total of 15 hits. Top of the second, answered right back by Rochester. Daniel Palka leading off the inning in his first at-bat ever in AAA, homers to tie the score 1-1. But Lehigh Valley gets two back in the bottom of the second inning. Cam Perkins a hit, he comes around to score. And Darnell Sweeney a hit, he also comes around to score. So Lehigh Valley leading it 3-1 through two, adding another one in the fourth inning to make it 4-1 through three. Lehigh Valley scoring at least one run in each of the first three innings off of Pat Dean. Rochester gets one back in the fourth, but then in the fifth.
Perkins has had a very good night, 2-for-2. And he swings here and drives the ball deep out to left center field. Mastroianni races back and looks up, and this is gone. What a night from Cam Perkins. His fifth homer, a two-run shot, and the Pigs now lead 6-3.
Darren Ruff was standing on first base after leading off the bottom of the fifth with a single. Should say Rochester did score one in the top of the fifth, so a 6-3 game. The next batter after Cam Perkins, Brock Stassi.
Another 1-2, and the pitch swung on, and this is hit in the air, out to deep right field. Back goes Palka, and this ball is gone. A home run for Stassi. And it's 7-3.
So Lehigh Valley in total control, right? Wrong. Because in the sixth, things get interesting. David Buchanan exits the game in line for a win. 5 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs. He looked pretty good starting here after having his start pushed back just a few days. So Daniel Stump in rehab on to work for the second consecutive night. He allows three men to reach, all via extra base hits. All three of them doubles. All three come around to score, making it 7-6. Dalier Hinojosa relieves Stump. Hinojosa walks three to load the bases. Dave Brundage pulls him immediately, goes to a third pitcher in the sixth inning, as all of a sudden what looked like a decisive margin has become quite tenuous. And the first batter Luis Garcia faces.
2-2 on Polanco. And the pitch is in the dirt. It gets by the catcher. We're tied up on the wild pitch. Both runners advance. It's a 7-7 game.
Four-run lead gone like that. The next inning, the top of the seventh. Remember that guy in his AAA debut, Daniel Palka?
The 1-1 is swung on a drill in the air. High and deep out to right center field. Way back, and this is gone. It's a two-homer night for Daniel Palka in his Red Wings debut. He's got 10 total bases, and the Wings lead for the first time 8-7.
It was a three-run scored night for Daniel Palka. And after that, Lehigh Valley's bats silenced by the Red Wings pen. Not much of a threat. From the sixth inning on, in fact, Lehigh Valley manages just one base runner. So JT Shagwa, a big leaguer with the Twins earlier this year, in to close things out, a comeback win in the bottom of the ninth inning, his second inning of work.
Shagwa sets, and here comes the 2-1. And the pitch swung on and drilled out to center field. Schaefer goes back. He's still going back onto the track, left room to make the catch and end the game. And Stassi gave it a ride, but very difficult to get a ball out here in center, and Rochester holds on for the 8-7 come-from-behind win, and they salvage a split.
And the Red Wings leapfrog the Pigs back in the division standings. It is just the second time this year Lehigh Valley has blown a 4-run lead to take a loss. 8-7, the final score tonight. The series, the two-gamer split between Lehigh Valley and Rochester.